All right, I have an am I the asshole situation for you.
Nice.
Okay. This woman, her husband was out of town, and she had plans to go out with a bunch of girlfriends. It was one of their birthdays. They bought tickets to, I don't know, like a show and reservations at dinner and a whole thing going on. So at the last minute, her babysitter called and said, I have COVID. I can't make it. I'm so sorry. I've tried to protect myself, but I'm sick and I can't come. She's like, no, you stay home and take care of yourself. But now she was like, fuck, I have these tickets. I have all my girlfriends waiting for me. I have a whole plan tonight. So she called her sister-in-law and she's like, can you do me a solid and come take care of the kids while I go? I won't stay for dinner if you want. I'll just go and do the show. She's like, no, go to the show, go to dinner, have a great time. Don't worry about it. And what were you going to pay your babysitter? Well, I usually pay her whatever it is, like $60 for the night. Okay, yeah, that's fair. That sounds good. She's like, wait, I have to pay you? She's like, well, you were going to pay the babysitter anyway, right? So, yeah, but you're my sister-in-law. This is your niece and nephew. So the woman was like, it's my sister-in-law. She's family. I'm supposed to pay her?
Yeah.
Like, she's the asshole asking for money. Like, we're family. You pay strangers. You don't pay family.
No, you already had that money budgeted in your head that said $60 is going to the babysitter. If I'm not going to do it, you're going to pay somebody. Good for her for stepping up and asking for the money.
Yeah, I mean, I guess people are starting to feel like their time is valuable, especially last minute. So here's the thing. I'd be like, what were you going to pay the babysitter? $60? Last minute, $120.
I'm going to double it on family. You could that was the family discount. Now at the last minute, you have to pay more.
Yeah, it's last minute. I have to now cancel my plans. I'm in sweatpants ready for the night. Now I got to get dressed and come to your house and stay God knows how long. No, I want money. I want more money. Whatever you're paying the babysitter, I want more than that.
If I had two kids and she had two kids and I'm going to go watch her two kids, then at some point, you got to watch my two kids. Let's play that game instead of paying me. You got to do me one solid if I'm doing you a solid. Then that's fair.
Okay. But if you don't have... let's say she does have two kids. Let's say the sister-in-law does have two kids. The woman doesn't say whether she does or doesn't, but likely she does. Let's say yes.
Then she should do her a solid and say, all right, I'll do it this time. But you know what? Friday, you're on with my kids. Because I'm going out.
See, that would not be okay with me because I don't want to watch your kids.
Then
I got my own kids. That's what I'm saying. Pay me. I'll do it this one time. And then you never have to watch my kids. And next time, if you need me to watch your kids, again, this is my I charge more than your babysitter.
Because I come at a premium because you can really trust me. Because you know I'm not going to throw a party. I'm not going to go through your drawers.
Exactly.
I'm not bringing boys over. I'm not eating all your pizza.
I'm already a mom, so you know I know what to do in an emergency. I'm not some 17-year-old who went and got COVID.
So I think they're both an asshole. A, for asking, and I hats off to her for asking for the money. Because a lot of times I wouldn't ask for the money.
She's not an asshole for asking. She had these plans. She bought a theater ticket. Theater tickets are expensive. Okay, so she already spent the money. So here's how I would figure it. So I already spent the money. I really want to go out and see my friends. How much I want to see my friends, is it more than what this would cost me? Because now, let's say the theater ticket was $75, dinner's going to be like another $30, so I'm already like $105 in, then gas and all that kind of stuff. Let's say $125 for the night, and now you're going to charge me $75 to watch my kids. I'm $200 in. Okay.
So what can you do if you buy theater tickets? Because I have no idea. If you buy theater tickets and you come down with COVID and you can't go to the theater, can you get a refund? Are you screwed?
A lot of theaters, what they're doing now is if you have COVID and you can show them a positive COVID test, they will refund your money or they will give you tickets for another night. It depends on the show.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you can do, there's actually a lot of different websites where you can sell those tickets online.
Oh, like a ticket hub type of thing.
Yeah, like a StubHub kind of thing. And, you know, or let's say I'm going with somebody and I'm sick and they're not. I can give them my ticket and they can sell the ticket in front of the theater. They just have to sell it for the price. No, I'm serious. They have to sell it for the price that it says on the ticket. You can't, you know, you can't upcharge. You know, you can't be a scalper.
So there's a scalper right now in front of a you could buy tickets from him off the street.
There's a scalper right now standing in front of Hamilton. Yes.
Really? Kind of like at a football game or a concert, there's somebody there selling out front.
That's how I saw Hamilton. So it had just opened. It was the biggest thing on Broadway. It was taking the world by storm. People already knew the songs by heart. They had downloaded. Hamilton was the biggest thing on the planet. And there was a snowstorm in New York. So my friend Sheila and I and my boyfriend Joe, we were like, score. Because there were all these people that couldn't get into the city, either because their flights were canceled or they couldn't drive in. We went to see Hamilton that night. We all sat in different places. It didn't matter. But still, we ended up all getting great seats and we paid what was on the ticket price. You know, you can't overcharge. It was all these people that were like, you know, hi, I bought 4 tickets and my family couldn't make it because they live in New Jersey and they're snowed in. I was like, great, we'll take 2.
Wow. I didn't know they could do that. So that's how I saw Hamilton. Just out on 42nd Street, some guy selling tickets. I didn't know that you could do that.
In front of the theater. No, right in front of the theater.
Wow.
You could do that any night. I mean, right now, it's a beautiful night here in New York. It's actually not that cold. But I'm sure there's somebody that came down with COVID and their friend has the extra ticket, you know, or somebody didn't make it in or didn't get to work in time or whatever. There's always tickets available.
So how much is a Hamilton ticket?
I mean, I guess it depends on where you want to sit. It just reopened again. Let me see, because I don't know what's going for now. Hamilton tickets right now are...
So if I want decent seats, I don't want to be all the way in the back.
Hamilton is a very expensive ticket. The shittiest seats are going to cost you $149.
Really?
Yeah, so really bad seats. But if you want to sit in the orchestra, it's going to cost you closer to... It's going to be $229 each to sit in the orchestra.
Wow.
So $149 for bad seats, and if you want to add another like $100 to that, you'll be sitting like almost right up front.
Bon Jovi coming to Charlotte in shitty seats, $80 a ticket.
That's pretty good. That's not, I mean, yeah, I think about, but remember that whole thing that Metallica was it Metallica that was, who was doing that whole thing with that they were charging too much for tickets? Mm-hmm. Pearl Jam?
Yeah, Pearl Jam got all pissed off at.
Yeah, they got all pissed off because tickets were too expensive and they made, you know, they wanted the tickets to be cheaper for people.
Mm-hmm. But if you want the floor, $350 to see Bon Jovi?
Can I tell you what I've learned over the years with concert going? It has to do with how old the audience is, because the older the audience, the more the artist and the artist management think that you now have money or would pay for it or can afford it. Mm-hmm. Because I have friends that have gone to see, like, you know, my boyfriend loves Steely Dan, and for his birthday, I want to get him Steely Dan tickets. Just like a regular ticket on the floor. I want like a decent seat. $350 for Steely Dan.
Wow.
Yeah, at the Beacon. It wasn't even a big theater. And if I wanted a crappy seat in the back, it was still $225. So it's like, wait a minute. So $225 to not see, $350 for good seats. Mm-hmm. And that's just one ticket. So I wanted to go with him. So $700? Who has that kind of money? But I guess the kind of people, you know, the boomers who love Steely Dan. Like my boyfriend is the youngest of 6. So he likes a lot of the older people music because that's what his older brothers and sisters were playing around the house.
Right.
So, yeah. So he has a weird taste in music like that, like not of his generation. But I could, you know, I couldn't afford $700 for 2 tickets to Steely Dan. What are you, fucking crazy? No way.
No, here's a Steely Dan concert on YouTube. Have fun.